Within the ephemeral and biological labyrinths of the Tyranid hive ships, there dwells an entity unlike any other within the galaxy, and it is known as the Hive Mind. It does not have a physical or corporeal form. There is no individual who holds the title, and it is not a target which can be swiftly dispatched of by an imperial assassin. Instead, it is a living god which oversees and directs the entire hive, steering everything from the bloated, galaxy-blotting fleets to even the humblest of raving gaunts. The Tyranids are nothing like any creature we have previously encountered. For a human, we each have our own individual consciousness, linked only by a subtle psychic connection through the warp. But for the Tyranids, they each share and draw from the gestalt consciousness of the hive mind. It can be viewed as the combined psychic embodiment of the entire Tyranid species, appearing as something of a nightmarish brain which directs the tidal wave of bioforms descending upon our galaxy. That being said, the hive mind cannot be seen as an entity which can be separated from the hive. It has been ever present since the Tyranids first arrived within our galaxy, and we can only speculate as to when it first manifested within their species, in whatever cold, dark corner of the universe these blighted devourers would ever call home. When we view the Tyranids with the hive mind, we can almost imagine the individual bioforms as being similar to the cells of a brain. The sheer number of Tyranids is simply impossible to estimate. We cannot even begin to fathom how large these swarms truly are. But for this species, with there being so many organisms unconsciously contributing to their greater gestalt mind, it can quickly become clear as to how the hive mind has reached such a level of intelligence. In a way, this can somewhat resemble the manifestation of the chaos gods within the warp, since they too are formed from the combined psychic emanations of the mortal species within our galaxy. The Tyranids undoubtedly outnumber us by an impossible order of magnitude, so we can only speculate as to just how intelligent and just how powerful the hive mind really is. One misconception amongst junior Margos Biology's agents is that each individual hive fleet has its own hive mind. This is not true. Each fleet is but a splinter of the entire species. It is merely a protrusion of something so vast that we may never know the true scale of what we are facing. Individual fleets may block out suns and star systems, but the combined Tyranid species has blocked out entire galaxies with its approach. We cannot even speculate as to whether or not those distant galaxies still hold life, or if they are but barren husks, left empty by the ever-encroaching darkness of the Tyranids. This poses an important question, however. What is the purpose of the hive mind? What does the gestalt consciousness of the Tyranids actually seek? The answer is rather simple. It is to feed. The only purpose of the Tyranids' advance is to fuel their insatiable hunger, and the hive mind simply allows them to be more efficient at this task by allowing the swarm to act in unison. With consumption comes growth, and as planets and populations are devoured and subsumed, the hive can grow and flourish. As a rather dark note, remember that the hive mind itself grows stronger and more potent from the volume of Tyranids contributing to its psychic energy. So the galaxy has likely not even seen the full and true potential power of such an eldritch being. In order to better comprehend the scale of the hive mind and of the Tyranid species in general, I shall introduce to you a phenomenon known as the shadow in the warp. First, we must understand that our interstellar communication methods rely on the divine illuminations of the Astronomicon, which shines through the darkness of the warp like a beacon penetrating through the depths of night. This light can be occluded by intense cataclysmic activities within the warp, For example, when the galaxy was ripped in two by the Cicatrix Maledictum, communication from Terra to much of the galaxy became impossible due to this tsunami of terrible darkness. When a Hive fleet approaches, it will also block out the light of the Astronomicon, creating a strange occlusive blanket within the Immaterium, which will be perceived to psychically sensitive observers as a shadow in the warp. This is because the sheer mass of gibbering, starving, and gnashing tyrannids, along with their incomprehensible hive mind, creates such a drastic imprint on the warp that nothing can be seen through it. As a fleet advances through space, one of the first signs of its presence will be that innumerable star systems seemingly disappear, being unexpectedly lost to a vast looming shadow of psychic energy. The sheer magnitude of the hive mind's psychic presence not only distorts communication, but it also directly impacts sensitive species throughout the galaxy. Even when a fleet is light years away from a planet, it will begin to permeate the minds of every inhabitant. It will first manifest in the most psychically sensitive of individuals, who will hear and feel an ever-present scratching and clawing within the depths of their minds. This evolves into a constant state of dread, then fear, and eventually sheer madness. Their psyche cannot comprehend the sheer vastness of the hive mind as it looks down towards their planet, leading many to simply drop dead, their minds utterly broken by the hive. Even less sensitive populations will begin to fall to madness as the fleet approaches further and further towards them. City centers become anarchic, with families desperately seeking to flee or bunker down from the inexplicable terror which has racked their planet. The wildlife of a planet will similarly be affected, with creatures and animals turning seemingly feral, attacking any and all life they find in an attempt to quell the sudden primal hunger which has appeared within them. Some psykers have tested fate by attempting to directly contact the hive mind. However, the hubris of the mutant knows no bounds, and their minds are almost universally crushed in an instant by the sheer weight of the tyrannid collective. The human mind was never meant to comprehend such terror and such majesty as is projected by the hive mind, and yet they will still try. The only known Imperial to have gazed into the psychic abyss of the hive mind and returned to tell of it is Chief Librarian Tigurius of the Ultramarines. It is difficult to say what he may have experienced with the eyes of a god barring down into his soul, but he has been able to predict the patterns and movements of the hive fleets to a great degree of accuracy. This was no small task, however. And even being a mighty Astartes, the Endeavour nearly killed him. In a grim comment, he recalls the experience with an abyssal sense of horror. Few have ever survived such an ordeal, and we can only wonder as to whether or not this contact has left some form of scar upon his psyche.
As I looked into its dead black eyes, I saw the terrible sentience it had in place of a soul. Behind that was the steel will of its leader. Further still, I could feel its primogenitor coldly assessing me from the void. And looking back from the deepest recesses of the alien's mind, I perceived what I can describe only as an immortal hunger. We can slay the tyrannids on our worlds, blast their fleets from space, grind their armies to torn and ruined fragments, but their hunger? That is beyond our ability to slay.
When we look at the scale of the Tyranid species, it becomes difficult to view the actual bioforms as separate from the hive mind. However, even though they are undeniably interlinked, this connection can still be severed. When individual Tyranids move further and further away from the main hive fleet, as they would during a planetary invasion, then they will start to lose their psychic connection with the hive mind. Without this strong link, they begin to revert to more base, animalistic impulses, where they will attack haphazardly, with little regard for tactical acumen and without strategic intent. This is mitigated by the presence of the so-called synapse creatures. These are the beings who have an innate connection to the hive mind, such as is the case with the mighty hive tyrant, or with the floating enigmas known as zoanthropes. This link to their omniscient collective is so strong that the influence of the hive mind can spread out from that individual creature, allowing it to wrangle control of the lesser bioforms who do not naturally possess this connection. This results in those lesser creatures falling back into the fold of the hive mind, allowing the entire horde to act with perfect unison. When an entire scuttling ocean of tyrannids holds a synaptic link to the hive, they are almost unstoppable in their advance. Two creatures on either side of a world, if in the presence of a synaptic creature, will be able to operate with the single intent of the hive mind. They may not perceive each other's presence, but thanks to their gestalt consciousness, they can each act as the unified eyes, rending claws, and as the gnashing fangs of the hive mind. Swarms may advance or retract like the tides of an ocean. New bioforms may begin to appear, and strange, unpredictable patterns will be observed by a planet's defenders. Those unfortunate souls upon the world will simply be unable to comprehend not only the magnitude of what they are facing, but also of the sheer scale of these coordinated movements. Truly, when the entire fleet is linked in this manner, then they can almost be viewed as a single superorganism. Each creature will act not on their own instinct, but instead they move and prey upon their foes purely at the will of the hive mind. Some of these synaptic creatures display a limited amount of autonomy from the hive. However, this is not to say that they have their own wills or desires. These independent actions are more similar to simple animals reacting and responding to changing stimuli, and it does not class as them conceptualizing new thoughts or plans. Even then, these responses only manifest themselves because it furthers the will of the hive mind. Even a masterpiece of evolutionary engineering such as the Swarm Lord or a Norn Emissary, which retains the highest level of autonomy observed across the tyrannid species, pales in comparison to the crushing, oppressive direction of the hive mind. To compare the relative freedom of a swarm lord to that of the hive mind would be to compare a single microbe to that of the god emperor. They are simply incomparable. This brings us to our end. Truly, it is doubtful that we will ever be able to comprehend the vast scale of the hive mind, and even deciphering its cosmic rhapsody proves to be a task which is impossible to all but the most gifted of psychers. We must pray that our understanding of its desire to feed will give us some semblance of hope in defeating it. We know what the hive wants, and it is of the utmost importance to deny it of that desire. There is a terrible theory, so dark that many Imperial agents will dare not speak it out loud. It follows that perhaps the Tyrannids are not advancing to feed, but are instead fleeing from some other, even greater cosmic threat, which we are yet to encounter. If this is the case, then may the Emperor preserve us, for what scale of horror could possibly cause a species as deadly as the Tyrannids to flee?